New Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Have another guest. You know, I felt like Eric the Freedom Screamer and Marie did such a great job last week. I wanted to introduce you to Marie because she's going to be my new guest host, and I think, you know, this is a great opportunity to learn more about her and her work. So I want to just share with you that she is a wife, a mother, and grandmother, just like me, and a business owner and liberty lover, just like me. So this is a really good match already. And then, but she started out getting very active in 2019 when she was on a speaking tour in Western New York, teaching about the loss of medical freedom and severe censorship that was going on. And that's when she also met Eric. Then in 2020, to their prediction, but a lot sooner than anyone thought, the whole state was shut down by these bureaucrats, and many businesses were closed down. So she decided to form a business owner meeting, and 120 came to that first meeting. And plans were made to save their local businesses. You know, this is while Walmart stays open, you know, and large food chains. So anyway, the group filed criminal trespass warnings against Department of Health employees individually. And, you know, I mean, these are like prominent people, as well as Howard Zucker, director of New York State Department of Health, and many others, and that slowed them down a bit. And then they filed criminal trespass warnings against the New York State Liquor Authority for pulling liquor licenses from different restaurants without cause. And within 3 weeks, they received the licenses back. So this year, Marie runs a weekly group which consists of various community members, business owners, business customers, and medical professionals of all levels, because and her group is called I Am a Free American. People are learning about their God-given right to freedom and about the Constitution, which guarantees it, and they're also encouraged to take back their freedoms before it's too late. And last week, she says, the inspiration and camaraderie was palpable as 300 people filled the meeting room and shouted together, I am a free American. Oh, my gosh. This gives me chills. This is just wonderful. So her desire is that every American wakes up and remembers that they, too, are a free American. So welcome to the show, Marie, again. This is, you know, just 1 week goes by and you're on again.
It's so awesome. Thank you so much for having me on. And I just love what you're doing and connecting with you about all of this, because I think we are of, you know, the same mind and the same desires for our countrymen. And I just really want to be here and help you spread the news to help wake people up.
Right. Fortunately, on a level, most of our listeners are awake, but it would be good to give them direction on what they can do in their individual community. So that's always good. You know, get away from, you know, the computer, and, you know, get out, meet your neighbor, find out, you know, if they're still watching the boob tube or the tell lie vision. you know, and tell them right. they need to, you know, shut it off. It's too much fake news. You know, tell them about the Smith-Mundt Act that Obama was instrumental in 2012 of reversing so they could just lie to you with impunity, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's kind of a shame what's happened in our country. We've all become hermits, you know, now that we have the, as you say, the Laia vision. People kind of lock themselves in their homes and stay to themselves, and we don't know what our neighbors are doing, and we don't really know them, and we're all busy. But we have to get back to the point where we know our neighbors and we start trusting in each other again and sharing with each other and counting on each other to have our backs, because we are in some perilous times, as you know. And, you know, in New York State, it's a bit crazier perhaps than some other states. And so we've been in and out of lockdown for our businesses. And we, you know, they continue to try to push that narrative. Right now, of course, the big push is in the schools, and we have heavy conversations going on at every school board meeting. And what has happened now is that our new governor, because as you know, our old, not very esteemed governor, Cuomo, finally bit the dust, finally one of his bad acts caught up with him. And so we have a new governor, but we all knew when she was coming in, you know, different face, same story. And so she has announced that masks are here to stay and we all better get used to them. And then she went and created an act, what is it called, the Open Meetings Act. And it states that people don't have to hold open meetings anymore, basically. So the government, the legislatures, or the school boards can do what they want. They can close down their meetings and they don't have to listen to the parents. And so it's really becoming contentious. And we're desperately trying to work with people on an educational level. You know, we don't want to see any violence happen, but parents need to wake up and realize their kids are going to be brain damaged if they force them to wear masks every day. It breaks my heart when I see
So when I see little three-year-olds, toddlers wearing a mask, I'm just sick about it. I don't know what to say. You don't want to, you know, what do you do? You know, I mean, it's like, I find it just horrifying. I feel like I have to shove some information in their face, you know, so, but, you know, usually it's a fleeting moment, you know, you're busy, and, but, yeah, I find it very, very heart-wrenching, because as a mother, and you too, this is how you started out on this whole journey. Why don't you share, you know, everyone out there wants to know a little bit about your story of how you found out that, you know, vaccines weren't good for one. That was a huge thing, a huge wake-up call. And I'm sure you started leading you to research, and you've been researching ever since. But how did that all start?
Sure, absolutely. So, you know, I never thought about vaccines until the day my daughter was born. And so she comes into the world and, you know, perfectly pink and rosy and healthy and 10 fingers and 10 toes and perfect Apgar score. And, you know, you have the perfect daughter. I was like, okay, great, awesome. And then a couple hours later, they're standing at my bedside saying, well, she's not perfect enough because we have to give her her first vaccine now. And I was totally blown away. You know, I'm like, wait a minute. God made her perfect. Why are you trying to inject something into her? And so on a gut level, I knew it wasn't quite right, but I had zero research. I never thought about it before in my life. I managed to get out of the hospital without having her get a vaccine. I promised them I would go to the pediatricians right away and do it, which I didn't because I still didn't believe that it was right. And so I managed to get it put off for about 18 months, and then we were at a well child visit, which we all know now is really a vaccine visit. Mm-hmm. And so two nurses cornered me and said, gave me the bad mom speech. And if your daughter dies from a vaccine that you could have prevented, or from a, you know, virus you could have prevented with a vaccine, how are you going to feel? And what if she kills other children? And it was the whole twisting my arm thing. And I said, okay, well, they said, let us just do one. And so I went along with it, even though my gut told me no. I didn't have an answer. I didn't have any research. And this was back in like 1994, before there was no www.anything. You know, there was no Google search.
Right.
And so I said, just one. Well, that night she went into full-blown seizures. And now she's been 18 months perfectly healthy.
Now, what was it? Do you know which one it was? Was it DT? Was it DPT?
You know what? I knew, and it's either the DPT or the MMR, but I don't know which one.
Right. It was a triple. Yeah,
it was one of the triples, yeah. And, you know, so I vowed at that moment, as I'm crying and rocking her in my arms, thinking she's going to die at any moment, I vowed that if she lived, I would never submit her to any medication again until I did the research first. And so I did. And I'm very happy to report that she did recover for the most part from that, with a few minor leftover things like scoliosis, but not terrible, but noticeable. And so I did research, and I had a doctor who gave me a book of studies. I started reading through the studies, and it hit me really hard. And I said, they are lying through their teeth to us. The studies say nothing like what the doctor's office is telling us. The studies don't say vaccines are safe. The studies don't say they're effective. In fact, the studies tell a very different story. And so I was very angry, and I made a commitment that I would do no more vaccines for my family. And my daughter has three younger siblings who've never been vaccinated. They're young adults now, very healthy, very beautiful young adults, you know, emotionally, spiritually, physically. They're just in beautiful shape, and I wish that everyone could live that kind of life. So that was kind of where it all began for me.
Right, and so you have how many children?
I have four children. Mm-hmm.
Wow, four children. And so you have grandchildren by your oldest daughter? Or
I have one granddaughter, yep, so far, and then another one on the way. So we're going to have lots of fun with our little kiddos. And they will not be vaccinated.
They will not. So their partners are on the same page?
Yes.
Well, that's a blessing.
It's a real blessing. Let me tell you, what you and I have probably both seen over the last year is families are splitting up over this issue. When the husband believes, the father believes one thing and the mother believes another, and in the families, I'm just watching it all the time. The splits are happening, and heartbreak is just amazing to watch these sad stories.
It is so sad. And, you know, I keep telling people, don't even consider getting pregnant unless you guys are on the same page with all that stuff. And, I mean, you know, you have to, you know, love is one thing, or, you know, physical attraction or whatever it is, you know, when you're young. But, yeah. I mean, some marriages, you know, last from high school forward, you know, until they die, but these days, there's such a division in political views because of the tell lie vision. You know that. It's the programming is extreme, and so it's, you know, and this people's opinions on this one issue are so strong that unless they experience firsthand a real live, obvious vaccine injury, they don't believe it, especially with their doctors are denying it and saying it would have happened anyway without the vaccine. Really?
Right, exactly. Yeah, see, my kids grew up with it. We talked about it around the table from time to time because it never left. It was one of the most harsh experiences of my life. And so my kids heard about it. And so they all understand the danger. And I'm thankful for that. Absolutely.
Right. And your oldest daughter, of course, forgives you, right?
Well, yeah, she doesn't remember it, you know, so she doesn't have any recollection and no hard feelings over it. Yes, she's a beautiful young lady now living in her own house, running her own business, and just doing beautifully.
Great. Yeah, she doesn't remember ever having a seizure, and you... what did you do to help recover her? You know, I mean, usually when you have a seizure, it kind of, you know.
Yeah, I was really, you know, I was not versed in a lot of alternative healing, but I was raised in the country. So we were raised on fresh air and sunshine, and we grew our gardens. And so I think she just naturally came about by eating good food and, you know, living in the country and running around barefoot, and it just helped her to recover. And so I don't have a specific technique that I used with her, although I've learned a lot more since then where, you know, I can help other people through that time.
Right. Well, especially if they had more than one. But, yeah, I mean, people think, well, I'll just delay it. This is a big misnomer. Well, I'll just delay it from newborn, you know, to 18 months, you know, and they pressure you so much that you obviously know the huge change. And you did, because you saw that your baby was perfectly healthy at 18 months. And now you know, I guess all your kids know, to avoid a well baby checkup and just not have a pediatrician. I never did.
Right, and that's what I've advised people. I've run a healthy living support group for like the past 10 years. And I've always told, when people ask me, well, I can't find in New York, it's almost impossible to find a pediatrician who will take you if you won't get vaccinated. And so I've told people, you do not have to have a pediatrician. That's a myth. So find yourself a good family doctor, an old-fashioned family doctor, and go that way. You're much better off.
Or just have a friend who's a good, there's pediatric chiropractors. There's naturopaths. Yeah. I tell people, frankly, it's best to do a lot of studying. In fact, I'm going to have a guest on. You don't know about this, Marie, but I'm going to have a guest on because she's an ex-medical doctor, and she's on the same page with me that we need to bring back women helping women. I mean, how do you think we lost breastfeeding? Because of a generation that was pushed on the formula, and we lost that mother-to-mother support. So we had to come up with a Lachey League, you know, but we shouldn't need all that if we, you know, if we actually have that mother to mother support. And we should have mother to mother support for natural healing, you know, for different remedies for a bee sting. I mean, I'm amazed at how many people will take their loved one to an emergency room for things I don't consider an emergency.
Right, absolutely. And I've been telling the group these days, listen, whatever you do, you have to avoid the hospital. I mean, unless you're really going to die, not go to the hospital, because they can issue you a vaccine without even your knowledge. They have assumed consent. Since you're sitting there in their room, they have assumed consent. In New York State, it's a high-pressure deal. And so...
Actually, and it's in wait, Marie, I just want you to be real clear. It's in the admission form. They have your signature on the admission form.
Right.
That they can give you a vaccine, because they don't call it a vaccine. It's a biological.
There you go. Yep.
And you're agreeing to it. So you have to, I mean, usually it's a crisis when you're doing the admission form. I tell people, if you're going to have a hospital birth, at least, you know, grab the admission form ahead of time and fill it out and cross out this stuff and initial it and tell them. You have not given permission on the admission, and make a copy of it, because I've seen those admission forms altered.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, like they'll do anything to protect themselves of liability. It's ugly.
Oh, yeah. It is very ugly, and I'm watching the problem now with all of our medical staff in New York who are were told they had to be vaccinated by September 27th, or they would be fired on the 28th. And it's crushing for many of them, especially the ones who are maybe single parents. They can't afford to not work even 1 week, and it's just crushing them. And so what we've done is we're building up an army, and we're filing, you know, we've taught them how to file religious exemption, and we have an affidavit that goes with that that proves that they know what the law is, because the law allows for religious exemption. But our state and the Department of Health in our state and our governor are telling medical facilities that they do not have to accept religious exemptions. They're telling them lies. And I'm trying to explain to the hospital and medical facilities, you're putting yourself at risk by breaking the law if you're not accepting a religious exemption. So we've been working on that so that we can help people keep their jobs. And
they can sue. And they should be able to just sue in court. It's a real easy filing, you know. They're, you know, or call the cops. I mean, they're breaking the law. But it's the same in Washington, Bill Gates' state, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, we have Governor Inslee, and he's doing the exact same thing.
Okay,
stay tuned.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Okay, welcome back. We have Marie we're talking to, and she's in Buffalo, New York, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yep, and she's a powerhouse here, you know, really rallying the troops to save her own business as well as several other small businesses. And her and Eric met and are working together. And, yeah, why don't you go ahead and... If you interrupted a thought from last time, you know, you go ahead and pick up on that. Otherwise, I wanted you to just talk more about some of the things, you know, that you're doing to save businesses and what you would recommend to other states.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've posted some of the documents up at courtroomwatch.com. so people can check them out and pull them off and use them for their own state. We have the affidavit for religious exemption for medical personnel or school personnel, and so that's available for anyone in the country to use. There's a vaccine liability letter that some people are handing in to their bosses when they're being told they're going to have to vaccinate. And it basically says, well, if I get vaccinated and I'm permanently disabled, you're by signing this document, you're going to let me know that you're going to take care of my family for the rest of our lives. And so we're basically putting the liability back on the people who are requesting the vaccine. So that's a great letter.
Right.
And there's also, we have some attorney letters that I've published up there. We have an attorney that wrote us some letters for us, and one of them will help parents as they're approaching the school board, and it's a generic letter, so they can fill it in with their own names and their own school board members' names, and they can serve it on their board and superintendent, and it basically lets them know that they're breaking the law by mandating the masks and the vaccines and by quarantining and all of the crazy things that they're pushing upon our kids. And so it's one more tool in the toolbox to let the schools
right.
know that are breaking laws, and that will eventually lead to lawsuits if they don't stop and stand down. And then I mentioned earlier, I talked about criminal trespass warnings that we've used in the past. And those are basically a cease and desist notice and letting them know that, you know, they're trespassing on. If when they shut my business down, that's cutting into my income and my livelihood and being able to support my own family and my own household. So they're trespassing against me. And so we are letting them know that we're anticipating going to court because they are acting criminal and they're trespassing into my life. And so we serve them with that warning. And as I mentioned, that put the brakes on a few things that were happening in our state. And so everybody needs to come together and recognize the truth. And we all know the truth sets us free, right? So I always am equipped with a few pieces of data that you just can't refute. So one of them is, I don't know if you've seen the article out of the Lancet Microbe. It's called The Elephant Not in the Room. And it was published on April 20th of this year.
No, I have not seen that one.
Oh, it's great. You're going to love it. It's a short article, but it's the statistical analysis of the effectiveness of the vaccines. And what happened, you know, the marketing, we hear, oh, this vaccine is 65% effective. That vaccine is 95% effective. Well, we all know they don't stop infection and they don't prevent you from spreading infection. So what the heck are they effective at? But nobody, the general public doesn't think that way. And so we hear these marketing pieces that say 95% effective, which sounds great. Well, when you actually, those are using relative risk reduction. When you do the true scientific statistical analysis of absolute risk reduction, it's a very different thing. And what it's proven is that every single vaccine currently on the market for COVID-19 is roughly 1% effective. Roughly 1%, which might as well be zero.
Just so you know, Marie, we did that whole thing with a flu shot based on their package insert. We did the exact same kind of math and analysis, and it shows basically that flu shots are totally worthless, but worse, they actually cause flu. So we have a presentation. You may want to, you know, I can send that to you. But it's on our website under the keyword index under flu, and we have a lot of stuff like that, you know. But I it's a real good illustration, so people start thinking correctly when they're saying 95% effective. What does that actually mean?
Yeah.
You know, and what is their, you know, criteria? So when you know, you mentioned a couple things. One was like the, you know, learning your rights. Okay, I think we have another commercial. So after this commercial break, I want to bring up to your basic defense. I think we need to talk about how to deal with their corporate courts on these particular issues. So So stay tuned. You're listening to Marie in Buffalo, New York, who's a powerhouse for recovering your business.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to Marie from Buffalo, New York. And I did want to mention, before we go off into any other tangents, it's really important that you stand up, of course, for your rights. This is very, very important. So don't just, you know, don't back down from, like, for instance, there's this group. They were in a restaurant, I believe, in Ontario. And they wanted to kick them out for not being vaccinated. And it was a whole vaccine pass. I mean, Canada's, you know, similar to Australia, but not quite as bad, but pretty close. It depends on where you're at. So how enforceable a lot of this crap is. But there is a website, and thank you, Eleanor White. in Canada for sending this to me, gameoncanada.org /your-rights. Your, and then a hyphen, a dash, and rights. So it's gameoncanada.org. Anyway, it's likely going to be there, but I'm going to post the video in the chat room, and she says a basic defense against being evicted from a business is cite a section of the trespass law which shows that a person, a place, a business who is participating in the normal activity of that business is not trespassing and can't be evicted for trespassing. Two, cite a section of a vaccination law which makes it illegal to demand a person be vaccinated. I mean, in Canada, it's a national law in Canada that they have to have informed consent. I mean, that was pioneered by Etta West. I know all about that. So, yeah, they can't actually force it legally. Then it says, cite a section of a medical privacy law which makes it illegal to demand to know a person's medical history status. You know, and then this is the key point. Point out that government has not enacted any law requiring everyone be vaccinated and must show proof of being vaccinated. Instead, what governments do is to allow or recommend that businesses can set their own vaccine rules. However, the laws on the books do not give businesses power to require vaccination. So this is law versus policy. And this is really important, right?
Oh, 100%. 100%. And that's what I'm about to launch into here locally. I know smaller businesses, you know, tend to be mom and pop friendly people. And we've been kind of in the fight from the beginning for freedom. Bigger businesses have been sort of keeping their heads down. The owners and the managers, they're hoping they can stay out of the fray and not get, you know, caught up in the middle of this. Well, guess what? They're caught up in the middle of it because of what you just said. So our governments, how are they keeping themselves free of liability and lawsuits? They're putting it off onto the businesses. And they're almost saying to the businesses, do whatever you want. Listen, you need to protect yourself and make these vaccine passports and, you know, make sure people are vaccinated before they come in and make sure their masks are covering their nose and their mouth. And businesses are just kind of going along with it because they think if they go along, it's just going to all be okay. Well, it's not going to be okay. And that's where we're at now. And I'm going to tell them, the corporate raider is already in your business. Are you ready to be taken over and to be shut down? Because that's where you're headed. Uh-huh. This government, this New York State government, the federal government, they don't care about your business. They're just as happy to watch your business close. You know, and some people want to use the argument, well, we pay a lot in taxes, so they're not going to want us to leave, you know. Well, no, they don't care about taxes right now. Guess why? Everybody knows why. The federal government's printing all the money it wants. In our state in New York, when our governor cries, boo-hoo, we don't have enough money, they get another handout. So nobody cares about our taxes that we're paying. You think they're going to care when your business shuts down? They're not, because it's going to give them one more niche of control. And businesses have got to stand up together and say, no, we're done. We understand the truth now. We are taking back our rights. We're not going to go along with your supposed policies, which you're making sound like law. Because that's the thing. Everybody, if you talk to a business, they'll say, well, it's the law. We have to enforce the masks. And then we have to tell them, no, it's only policy. And that means it's a suggestion. You're the one who's inflicting it, and you're the one who's going to go to court and be sued over it when we come out the other side of this. And so we're trying to put it into that light where they're going to be losing on both ends, and the state's not going to stand up for them, and they're going to lose money in court and maybe even lose their business. So, yeah, we have to show them where it stands, absolutely.
Yeah. Actually, it's more important now than ever to stand up. So, maybe I should be the devil's advocate. You know, I'm like, I don't know anything about the Constitution or my rights, and I'm feeling like a victim. And, you know, I feel like I, you know, what am I going to do? I'm going to lose everything if I keep my doors shut. And yet, Washington and New York, I believe, are going into a second lockdown. Isn't that right? Or preparing for that because of the Delta?
Yeah. I would not be surprised if they're trying to lock us down because of their vaccine deaths that they're causing. So, you know, we're sort of holding our breath, waiting for that shoe to fall.
I know Washington State is supposedly on the West Coast anyway. And I don't know, the East Coast is a little more rebellious, more rural, you know. I mean, the east side of the state of Washington, which is where I am, you know, I'm in the panhandle near Spokane. So I know there's like a huge rally today, and they're fighting getting a permit, you know, in the park. They want them to pay a bunch of money, and they have to do it 30 days in advance notice and all this stuff. And it's like, no, we're having a gathering, and, you know, you can't stop us from gathering. And, you know, anyway, they made a big deal about it, you know, when they saw someone forwarded it from social media or whatever. Anyway, there's a huge, you know, people gathering, and then they're going to march through the streets. That's happening in Spokane today, because Washington State, like I said, it might not be as bad as New York, but it sure appears to be. I mean, it seems to be not getting better. It seems to be getting worse, especially from the politics on the West Side with Bill Gates and, you know, those criminals on that side of the mountains.
Bill Gates is telling you you're not going to own anything and you're going to like it and you're going to eat, you know, crickets and fake meat. So, I mean, surely everybody wants to go along with that.
Well, we're going to like it because we won't know the difference, because we'll be mind controlled and we'll be hooked up to the cloud.
Yep. Yeah.
We won't have a soul anymore.
No, that's right. I know. That's really frightening. I hear from people every day, you know, crying, well, I don't know what to do because I have to get the vaccine and I just don't know what to do. And I'm like, no, you don't have to get the vaccine. Don't you understand? You control your body. Don't you remember? God gave you your body. You have rights. You have God-given rights. And thank God for our country, because despite how hard it's become, we still live in the best country in the world. And we have a constitution that is helping to protect our rights. And I have to teach people about this day in and day out, because they just don't seem to know it. And I pray that they get it soon, because look at Australia, look at Canada. Therefore, but by the grace of God, there go, you know, I too. And we can't let that happen. Everybody's looking to America to pull ourselves back out of this, to pull ourselves back up, to push back on the globalists and the oligarchs that are pushing this agenda, and get ourselves righted again so that we can start pulling the other countries back up as well. We have got to do it.
Yeah, I totally agree. You know, I usually like to take callers the last half hour, and I didn't even open the line up, but we could take some callers. I'm sure people would like to be able to talk with you, Marie. I'm going to open it up to callers. It's 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252, and that would be good to put by your phone too. Just in case you want to call on another show, it's just handy to have on a little sticky note. That's like what I do. Just have it right there on a sticky note. So feel free to call in and join the conversation before the end of the show. So what is your next event that you have planned?
Well, we meet once a week with the I Am a Free American group, and that's coming up on Monday, and we have outgrown our facility. As I said, we had 300 at our last meeting, and I'm adding to my list every day. People are emailing me saying, let me on the list. And so I'm trying to figure out how we're going to accommodate everybody. But, you know, we stand shoulder to shoulder, and we pray, we say thanks be to God, and we we shout at the top of our lungs, I am a free American. And it just lets people, it resonates in their soul, and they start to really connect with, I am a free American. And they totally get it. And by the end of the meeting, everybody is family and hugging and sharing. And it's just a beautiful thing to watch it all happening and watch the bonding. And then at the end of the week, I'm holding a new meeting, which is going to be strictly directed at larger businesses because of the federal mandate now going after businesses over 100 employees. So those are what I have coming up this week.
Wow. So any business with over 100 employees is forced to comply, allegedly, without any legislature.
Yep. Yep, they all think it's the law, so they think they have to do it. So we're going to try to talk to them and bring them back off the ledge and explain to them that they can be a part of taking this country back and putting it back on the right track. Larger business owners and managers, administrators, hospital administrators, pastors of churches have gone way off the deep end. They need to come back into the truth zone and start standing on truth and not buying into the fear porn that's going on around us. So that's who we're looking to get in.
Right. And this is a whole other thing that, you know, just a little history. I mean, I'm just looking at my own state with emergency, the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act. You know, all 50 states passed some version of it. And then over the years, they augmented and augmented it, and the legislature had to pass it, had to pass it. Yep. I mean, we had our legislature kept over, and the cover story was that they wouldn't sign a deadbeat dad type bill that would allow them to cross country lines to collect child support. You know, let's just say the dad skipped to Italy or something. They could, you know, this would put it in international jurisdiction. So people were very uncomfortable with that. And so the legislature didn't pass it. Well, the governor kept them over and pretty much, you know, blackmailed them or whatever. I mean, forced them to pass some version of it. Anyhow, they had to pass it. And what most of the bill was augmenting the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act. I was shocked. And so it was all in prep for this, you know, whether it was, this was after 2009 and the H1N1. So, you know, we knew that, you know, this wasn't going to go away. They were going to, so what it does, I'm just saying, you may want to look at some of these things the legislature did. It actually gives so much power to the director of Health and Human Services in the state, or, you know, whatever yours is called, Health and Welfare, you know, whatever. Ours is the Idaho Director of Health and Welfare. But anyway, Christine Hahn is one powerful person. I'm just saying, she can declare, and they get all funded by the CDC. You know, it's all just big corporate party. So at some point, to me, Marie, you have to, like, change, you know, correct your political status so you can say, you know, I am not a U.S. citizen and I am not a corporate cog in your wheel. You know, I'm not an employee and, you know, I mean, it just, you know, because I, you know, I don't know if you've dug that deep into seeing that legislation, because I'm pretty sure they're getting all the states to do the same kind of thing because they usually coordinate this stuff now, you know.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, and that's one of the things that we've watched happen over the years. And because I was so in tune with the medical freedom side of things, every time they pass some of these laws, I could look at it and go, holy cow, they're taking another step up the ladder. And the average American doesn't know it, or the average New Yorker doesn't know it, but I could see it because I was so in tune with the problem of losing medical freedom. And, you know, we have watched, so yeah, we've definitely watched that happen over the years. And of course, we know that's what happened with these multi-trillion dollar bills that the federal government's been passing. The majority going to pay pharma to create these drugs. Well, here's the ticket. Who is controlling this entire showdown? Who's controlling this? This is pharma. This is pharma control from top down. And they are the most powerful, the most well-financed industrial complex in the world. And what people Absolutely. Need to understand, this is a corporate takeover of our country, of our government. Our government doesn't even know it. They're just cooperating blindly. Maybe a few of them know it. I don't know. But it's corporate takeover 101. They're coming in. They're taking over everything. They're dictating. That's why all of this is about the medical industry, because they're dictating everything that happens so that they can really lock us down under the 5G grid. And this vaccine passport is what's going to do it. And so we have to wake people up and make them aware of who that corporate raider is so we can start to fight back.
Well, yeah, but the problem is, Marie, as you no doubt know, is that they turned the whole federal government into corporation and U.S. citizens right after the Civil War. So yes. this has been an ongoing problem. And then they forced the states to incorporate under the federal, and that was as late as, I believe, the 50s, 60s. But all our statutes are copyrighted, you know, so it's they only really apply to employees of the, you know, corporation, the government. So right. you need to like claim that you're just not part of that. But that's, you know, takes some doing. It takes some paperwork, et cetera, et cetera. Oh, we do have a caller. We have Sherry in Kansas. Hi, Sherry.
Hi. Hey, I heard this on some show. I think it was an RBN show, but it was just mentioned real briefly, and I wasn't recording anything at the time, but they said something, and I believe they said it was 2016, mm-hmm. that something was passed in relation to Emergency Health Acts or something that negated, the language was like it negated the informed consent part, and they could, you know, just what they're doing now.
So it was on the federal or the state level?
No, it was federal level.
Where informed consent... Yeah, but I have not heard that, because it's still informed consent. All of that stuff is still in federal regulations, and it's still, I mean, I've seen it recently, and it's on HHS.gov, and yeah, it's all right there. And
yeah, they mentioned it so briefly, I didn't really, you know.
Right.
Write it down, because I only kind of half heard it. But they said it was something that was passed in Obama's last year, and it had to do with the type of situation that they're doing right now, that they don't have to tell, and it might have even had something to do with the EUA. It definitely had something to do with pandemics or something. But anyway, I thought I'd drop that in.
I would like to, thank you so much. I really appreciate it, Sherry. Yeah, I'm actually not familiar with something new like that. So, but, you know, thanks for letting us know. I know on the HHS.gov website, I always send that link out. So it's like, you know, my internet has memorized it. But it has all the international agreements, but they aren't legally binding. But we do have federal code. I mean, we have actually code that, you know, that's supposedly passed by the legislature on the national level, even though it's part of a corporation that, you know, it actually forbids medical experimentation. And then we have a treaty that is legally binding, the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights Treaty 1967 that I mentioned before in another show, that Carter signed into law, that Article 7 says real clearly, no one shall be subjected to torture, to cruel, inhumane, or degrading treatment or punishment. Well, this is all of that. In particular, no one shall be subjected without his free consent to medical or scientific experimentation. Well, this is all of that, right?
So, well, and what they were saying sounded completely unconstitutional and illegal, and that it was even passed, but apparently it hadn't been challenged to test the constitutionality. But I don't know if you've ever listened to Ralph's show, because he says it about every one of his shows, but he's really stressing that, you know, there's a certain procedure that these agencies have to follow, because they can't just make rules out of the sky.
Well, they make
these
administrative rules. That's kind of the game.
Yes, but he said most of them fall under 301 regs, which are internal only. Huh. And they have nothing to do with us. But they try to present them like... But yeah. Anyway, I thought
it
I'd throw that
to do
in
with,
too.
It like, so. Corporate employee thing. Well, thank you, Sherry. Yeah. I agree. All they right. don't do not apply to us.
So,
okay. Thank you.
Bye.
Okay. We have one more caller. Do you have a quick question, Jason, in New York? we have one more caller. Do you have a quick question? Oh, okay. Well, I know, it's getting right near the end of the program, so I really want Marie to talk. And tell us, your final words here, to inspire people. Of course, you're good at that. You speak well on your feet.
Well, thank you so much. I know everybody listening to this show already knows that they're a free American, but we need to be more out there. We need to somehow commune with our neighbors and our friends and other people and let everybody know that they're a free American and they can stop living in fear. We just have to get people over their fear. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny talks about this being almost an addiction in the brain. People who are so sold out on this fear for over a year now, they just can't come out of the fear mode. And somehow we have to shake them out of it and present them with some facts and help them in a kind way to come around to the fact that they've been lied to and they've been fooled. So while you all know you're free Americans, help your fellow Americans know that they are. Create posters and post them up around town. Host a meeting and bring people in and just start talking. It can just be about, gathering and, getting together again and talking about the Constitution. How's that? Have a constitutional, read-through meeting where you read the Constitution and you chat about it. I just think we need to, so many people don't know they have rights. They're just going through life doing whatever they're told to do next. And we have to wake people up from that dream world and bring them back into reality and help them be strong, help them take control, help them move forward and move this country forward to where we are free again and we can help other countries come back to freedom.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Marie. Well, I think
thank
I'm warned
you.
A couple of weeks in the future I'm going to have you as a guest host. And
thank you.
So, yeah. So, anyway, I'm glad everyone met Marie, and I just want to mention real quick before you blast the music, Judy Wood is my next guest. Next week, so stay tuned. Judy Wood of 9/11 fame.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. its database of products not kosher certified, is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-certified app can make a huge difference for your future.
You can't handle the truth!